Consumers are shopping early for deals this holiday season. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3 at checkout.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, the Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. The number today, if you want to chime in, is 844-500-4242. If you want to text in, it's 617-213-1066. Start your text with the word Curley, C-U-R-L-E-Y. We've got so much planned for all of you today, including Woker Joke, fan favorite in the 1 o'clock hour. And there's just a lot of different stories and sound cuts, and I'm really going to try to hit every single one of them. I got a list going. I'm checking it twice. We're going to get to every story that's out there. As a lot of you probably know, Joe Biden is hosting Macron this week, and he had a picture that went viral of him and Macron eating ice cream, which, you know, nothing out of the ordinary there. That's what Joe has for his three square meals a day. While he's looking at the ceiling fan, he's just got a bowl of ice cream on his chest.
I want a double dipped waffle cone with chocolate, vanilla chocolate chip.
It's who Joe is, you know. He loves his ice cream. But what I noticed when I saw the bowl in front of Joe, and Jared, you might want to get ready with the dun dun dun, because I'm about to blow people's minds here. He was actually having two scoops. That's right.
He gets two scoops of vanilla ice cream.
He gets two scoops. One was vanilla, one was chocolate. But they're hosting the French president, and they're having all of these big, you know, luxurious celebrations. And one of them actually includes a dinner, a very ritzy dinner at the White House. Now, I had reported on this, Jared, and I had told you that Joe was going to have a Thanksgiving-themed dinner. I don't know if I really go for that after Thanksgiving. For me, it's you have Thanksgiving. I don't really need to look at any of that stuff for at least a few months. But Joe wanted to give Macron a real, you know, American Thanksgiving dinner. Well, it turns out it's not your typical Thanksgiving dinner, because there's other parts of this that I wouldn't say are at the usual Thanksgiving. And that includes 200 Maine lobsters. Now, Representative Jared Golden from Maine, he's a Democrat. I'm not a big fan of his, but he did actually put out a statement. He put out a tweet where he said, if the Biden White House can prioritize purchasing 200 Maine lobsters for a fancy dinner, Biden should also take the time to meet with the Maine lobstermen his administration is currently regulating out of business. I talked about this earlier this week, because this is a big problem in Maine. And Whole Foods just said they're not going to buy any lobsters from Maine, and because of the right whale, and how, according to, I don't think any studies actually back this up, but there's a lot of people who feel as though some of the equipment entangles the right whales, and there's only so many left. I think it's like under 400 in the world, and so you have to protect the right whale. Now, the Maine lobstermen are saying, listen, we were environmentalists or conservationists, whatever you want to call it, before it was a thing. We know what we're doing. We're being punished unnecessarily. Now, all of this might be of concern to our Maine listeners and even just New Englanders in general. It's a huge industry, as you can see, sending 200 lobsters to the White House. But none of this is of concern to Joe Biden. In fact, it doesn't seem like anything's of concern to Joe Biden. He's eaten ice cream. And meanwhile, that's not the only thing that went wrong. Did you hear there's been another blow to the student loan debt forgiveness initiative? And so that's music to my ears. I consider that we're starting off the show on a good note for everyone. It says Fifth Circuit Court rejects Biden's latest plea to reinstate student loan relief. Now, if I'm...
I've never heard of such a brutal and shocking injustice that I cared so little about.
Yeah, I didn't really apply for one of these loans. I know like 16 million people did from in their pajamas from their homes on their iPhones or whatever.
No, the White House had that many employees.
Yeah, they were bragging about how easy the application was. You can fill it out in your pajamas. And as I'd said before, if I'm one of those people, one of those pajama-clad applicants, all of these blows that are being dealt to Joe Biden's big dream would have me concerned. And what would have me even more concerned is how little concerned Joe seems about it. He seems fine letting this go by the wayside. It doesn't seem like this is something that is keeping him up at night.
To paraphrase an old trope, you notice they didn't say you could file for it in your work boots?
Yeah, no. Pajamas is so much more fun. So much more comfy, cozy. And then you can order some food, you know, off Uber Eats or DoorDash. And just type away on your computer and just change the world. Do a little hashtag and change the world. So that's what's going on with Joe Biden. We'll have more sound, more to talk about. I also want to talk about the bold lie that Karine Jean-Pierre told at the press conference when asked about whether or not Joe's going to visit the border. Now it's just, and she laughed while she did it because lying is funny. But now it's just okay to lie. And there's no real follow-up. Peter Ducey did the best he could. But he's a one-horse pony soldier. He's out there all alone, you know, so there's only so much pushback he can give. When did he visit the border? She doesn't have an answer for that.
You're a one-horse pony.
She just giggled her way through it. But what I really want to start with today, and I know I've been spending a lot of time on this, so bear with me, but I do think it's a major story, is the reaction to Elon Musk and Twitter. I've never seen people so afraid. I haven't seen people this afraid of one guy who likes Diet Coke since Donald J. Trump. And I would argue it's actually worse for Elon Musk. And they're all freaking out. And there was a really funny exchange. I don't know if people saw this. I'm going to ask Matt to pull it for me. I forgot to give him this story before we started. There was a great exchange between John Kirby, and I could tell you John Kirby's title. It's some fancy title. You know, it's like
I believe he is a Pentagon press secretary.
You know what, Jared? I know why you're saying that, but the one I read today.
Deputy press secretary of the White House.
The one I read today was, and I didn't want to read this, but now that you're forcing me to, his title was White House NSC Coordinator for Strategic Communications.
I apologize to everybody for having taken those 3 seconds of your life away.
Yeah, I don't like any of these titles. They mean nothing to me. Because every single person, you know, chief liar, deputy assistant to the other liar, you know, chancellor to the liar, they're all just liars. But John Kirby really is kind of the backup now for Karine Jean-Pierre. If they have a topic where they think she bungles everything, but this is one where if she bungles it, we could get into a war, they'll send out John Kirby. So he bungles it a little bit less. And so he was on with Martha McCallum. And she was asking him about the story we talked about yesterday regarding Apple disabling AirDrop in China. Now, AirDrop was being used by a lot of the protesters to communicate freely and to communicate kind of under the radar. And so they disabled it in China because Apple, as Tucker Carlson so beautifully said, is on the side of the tanks rolling into China and not the protesters. So Martha McCallum was talking to John Kirby about this. You know, why won't you guys say anything? Why won't you guys, you know, stand up to Apple and talk about how they're doing this in China? And I'm paraphrasing here, but basically his response was, well, Apple's a private company. To which Martha McCallum, and I was so happy she did this, retorted back with, well, Twitter's a private company. You guys seem pretty eager to go after Twitter. How many times have we heard they're keeping a close eye on Twitter? You know, they're not going to stop with Twitter. We just read yesterday that the EU is threatening to ban Twitter because now they're not censoring real news. And if you don't censor real news and you allow real news to spread, that's very dangerous to these governments and to these corrupt organizations. That goes against everything they stand for. And so when I saw this juxtaposition of, oh, we can't say anything about Apple because they're a private company. We don't want to get involved, but they are running towards the cameras gleefully to talk about Elon Musk. Did you see the clip of Elizabeth Warren being asked about this?
Yeah.
Does she hear herself? I mean, obviously, no. This is the woman who pretended to be a Native American. So clearly, you know, self-awareness is not top of her list. But can we play this cut, Jared? Because I have a little problem with her rationale. So she's talking to Fox News, and they're obviously asking her about her arch enemy, Elon Musk. And she's part of the reason. I'm going to
Elon, Stalin.
I'm about to give Elizabeth Warren a lot of credit because she's part of the reason that this monster was created. Remember, she used to take jabs at Elon Musk and how much he paid in his taxes.
Poof.
And he would come back at her with actual facts. Again, we shudder at the thought of real news getting out there. But he would dunk on her on Twitter, and it was so easy. He does not like Elizabeth Warren. It was a combination of that and the Twitter head honchos banning the Babylon Bee that created this situation we're currently in. So Elizabeth Warren, she loves to go after Elon Musk. It's the same way she loves to go after the fat cats and the big banks and everything. Anything that she thinks she can rile up her voters with, she will go after. But she picked a really bad person to fight with because Elon Musk is not afraid of Elizabeth Warren. So take a listen to what she said to Fox. Cut one.
Republicans say that Democrats are picking on Elon Musk.
Elon Musk is doing just fine.
But do you think that users have a right to freedom of speech, even if what they're saying is wrong or offensive?
I think that one human being should not decide how millions of people communicate with each other. One human being should not be able to go into a dark room by himself and decide, oh, that person gets heard from, that person doesn't. That's not how it should work.
Yeah, because it would be a horrible thing if one person being offended created a situation where another person, Donald J. Trump, couldn't voice their opinion or couldn't use a platform. I really am scared of how chilling the effect would be if we started deplatforming and censoring accounts, the New York Post, that we didn't like. If just a couple of people, a handful of people decided this isn't going to look good for our preferred candidate, let's shut them down. That would be a really bad situation. Does anyone come to mind, Elizabeth Warren? And by the way, I don't think Musk is really in the business of sitting in a dark room and deciding who can't say things.
Yeah, we can't have one person deciding that. We need a team of 800 gender-fluid Ivy Leaguers to do that.
Hey, don't forget well-paid. Highly paid.
Gender-fluid Ivy Leaguers in a room together deciding it. Not one person.
But again, it's like, does she understand? Yeah, that's been happening. Oh. It's been happening to Republicans. That's exactly why Elon Musk bought Twitter. You crazy woman. Do you hear yourself? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. 844-500-4242. You know what else I want to get to?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Right after this break, I want to get to Janet Yellen. Because she did a flip-flop on Elon Musk. And she also did a flip-flop on inflation. And now she's on with Stephen Colbert. And I have a lot of questions for Stephen Colbert.
How much punishment does she have to take for speaking the truth?
I don't know who the punishment is more for. If it's for Stephen Colbert, if it's for Janet Yellen, if it's for the poor audience that has to sit there and watch. I have a lot of questions about that. 844-500-4242. We have so much news to get to. And when I tell you that we have not even scratched the surface of everything we're going to cover today, that is not an exaggeration. You know how you heard about unvaccinated? Well, I got a new one for you. Undervaccinated. We're going to get to that as well. It's time to lean back and save on the awesome stressless chair at Kayans, located in Plymouth, Mass. And right now you can buy a stressless recliner, sofa, or an amazing office chair and get up to a $1,500 credit towards the purchase of more incredible stressless products. Or save $400 on a stressless signature base recliner with ottoman and motorized classic power recliners. A lot of people are sitting in chairs for a very long time throughout the day, and you don't want to be sitting in a cheap, uncomfortable chair that's bad for your back and bad for your neck. You want to offer your body a lot of support.
Yeah, as somebody who's holding an infant child quite a bit and feeding, you don't want to be in a chair where you can feel bar in your back or like there's all the padding's gone. It's brutal because
it makes a big difference.
Yeah,
it really does. And there's never been a better time to have a stressless comfort for less. To see the best selection of Stressless products, go to Kayans, located at 96 Long Pond Road in Plymouth, Mass., or go to kahians.com. We'll be right back with your calls. We're going to take calls all day long here. 844-500-4242. It's Friday, Junior, baby, and this is The Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Can you believe it's Thursday already? This week flew by, and we are so excited to talk to you. I see some people want to talk about the fake Indian. That's always welcome here at The Grace Curley Show. The number is 844-500-4242. Let's go with the callers first. Kevin, you are next up on The Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Grace. One of the things you mentioned about Martha McCallum and talking about how, you know, she brought up Twitter. What about the oil companies? You know, they've been hammering the oil companies for over a year about everything they do is wrong. Last time I checked, they were private industries as well, right?
Absolutely. A great, great point, Kevin. But this is part of the White House's excuse machine. You know, they do the same thing in a lot of these industries. When it's working for them, when they think they can bully industries, when they think they can tear them apart, they'll say, this is a danger to democracy. This is unacceptable. And then when they're cowards, like in the face of Apple with China, they say, well, it's a private company. You know, our hands are tied. And you're so right about the oil companies, because they did that time and time again. And then when they came back to them hat in hand, they didn't even come hat in hand. I would have had more respect if they said, listen, we kind of bleeped up here. We're sorry we were such jerks to you. We're sorry we tried to regulate you, you know, out of business. But we're in a desperate, desperate time here. And we promised going forward, we're going to leave you alone. We're going to let you do your thing. We're not going to try to kill your industry. But they couldn't even do that. That's how stupid they are.
And remember when the gas pipeline that was hacked on their watch? Oh, it's a private industry. We can't help them with their security.
Jared, this is why you are my producer, because I knew that somewhere in my mind there was something I was thinking of. And you're absolutely right. It was that when it came to the hacking, they were like, well, we sent Putin a list of a few companies to stay away from. But as far as these ones go, kind of not our problem, right? Kind of out of our hands. It really is. And this was the president, by the way, who told us, the buck stops here. You know, I'm going to take responsibility. I'm not going to blame other people. All he does in between bites of ice cream is blame someone else. You know who Janet Yellen is blaming now for inflation? I'll give you a hint. All right. If you want to get a sneak peek about what we're going to talk about next, who is Janet Yellen blaming for inflation? Do you have a mirror? If you have a mirror, walk towards it. Take a good look, because it's your fault. It's not her fault for underestimating inflation, for being wrong on it, as she previously admitted. It's not Joe Biden's fault for the billions and trillions of dollars of worth of spending, which everyone told him. There was people on both sides here, mostly Republicans, but, you know, former advisors to Obama as well, who were saying, this is a bad idea. This isn't going to end well. You don't want to pump money into an inflated economy. And he did it anyway. And now they're turning around, or they're turning to Stephen Colbert to explain to all of us idiots at home that inflation, which according to Joy Reid, we didn't even know what that meant until a couple weeks ago. So I'm still getting used to using it. I have a common tongue, so I'm still...
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
I'm still trying to work through the syllables here. But according to Joy Reid, inflation wasn't something we even knew about. But now we're being told that, hey, since now you know about inflation, guess what? It's your fault. It's your fault for splurging. That's the word Janet Yellen used. I haven't been splurging a lot. Have you?
You dumb dumbs want heat and food instead of being cold and eating bugs and weeds. What's wrong with you? Stop making money bad.
Well, this is actually a perfect...
Neener.
It's a perfect segue to our poll question, which I'm going to save for the other side, because I think people will want to weigh in on this as well. We really, our cup runneth over right now. We have the Royals who showed up. They were at the Celtics game last night, and they're here for global warming.
Did you see Celtics coach Joe Mazzulla after the game? Oh, we have that cut. We should play that.
Why was he not impressed?
Let's just say he was not impressed.
You know, my dad was actually at the game.
Oh, really?
He said it was pretty cool. He said they stayed for the whole game, which he thought was cool because a lot of celebrities and stuff, they really don't. They stay for like the first 10 minutes. But compared to Meghan and Harry, I think Kate and William are a lot less insufferable. That's how I'll put it. That's my generous way of putting this today. We'll be right back with that poll question. We'll take your calls. It's 844-500-4242. SBF Sound coming up next.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
There's a woman. I'm sorry. There's a woman on the local news, and they're talking about the royal visit. For people who don't know, this vital information. Prince William and Princess Kate are here in Boston. I don't have a problem with it. I like them. I do. I think it's cool. They took a commercial flight. You know, they're here for global warming, so you might as well take a commercial flight. On that same note, Meghan Markle,
blah, 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 blah.
Ex-Princess Meghan Markle just got caught hopping on a PJ in Indianapolis. And she was telling us that she was going to get to net zero emissions by 2030. I couldn't tell by the quote in the article I read if she was going to get to net zero, or if we were supposed to get to it, or if we're all going to get to it. Because 2030 is one of those years. There's a lot going on. And if I had to choose between the two couples, I definitely like Kate and William a lot more. But anyway, on the news segment right now, they're interviewing this woman in Boston. And you know how beneath the name of the person, they'll put their job title or why they're interviewing them? It just said royal admirer.
That sounds about right for Massachusetts's job market.
Yeah. Well, hey, there are some people who really are excited. And, you know, they went to the Celtics game. They're here for global warming, which is a little bit like, ugh. But what are you going to do? It's still pretty cool. Anyway, though, that does bring us to the poll question. And I'm curious how people are going to vote on this today. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends through March. Book online at nausetbeachinn.com. Okay, so I am a royal admirer, and I'm giving you the question today. Actually, Jared's giving you the question, so a non-royal admirer. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you believe climate change / global warming is real?
Yes, and I should put this in. I think it's real. I think the climate does change. Do I think that I need to never go on a plane again while Meghan Markle goes on a private jet? No. Do I think that I need to, you know, change my life in these grandiose ways to make people who clearly have no skin in the game here as far as bringing back down the Earth's temperature? Do I think that needs to happen? No. But do I believe it's real? Yeah, I do.
Only 7% believe it's real.
Wow.
93% say no, it is not real.
All right, so not really.
How dare you?
Not a close poll question, but Tony, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tony.
Good afternoon and Merry Christmas, Grace. On the heels of that last comment, I'll say global warming is an absolute hoax and climate change. It's the biggest bunch of BS I've ever heard. But anyway, let me get
blah,
to this.
Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, so the Biden administration, Grace, right?
Yes.
Right? Okay, the common denominator of the problem, all the problems and the crisis after crisis, we could go all day long and still not have enough time to talk about the crisis, the fuel and this and that and inflation. But him and his bagman son are so compromised with China and Ukraine, for example, all those deals they made, they're compromised. It's not America first or the Americans first. It's their agenda and their crime family first. They're so compromised by these other countries, and that's why they sold this country out. And now we're on the verge of having a big diesel fuel shortage. So good luck with getting goods to the store. And, you know, it's crisis after crisis. And the problem is because we have an illegitimate president who stole the election in 2020, and he's a buffoon, okay, and he is a puppet. And they're compromised, Grace. The bottom line is that's why you see all these America last policies and America last agenda. The border, no more border. The people are flooding through. The gas, the groceries, the everything. We could go on all day. We all have to open our eyes. They are compromised as an administration, Grace. Bottom line.
Thanks for the call, Tony. I think there's probably a lot of people out there right now who are listening and who are nodding their heads in their cars while they listen to you. There are no shortage of problems. And the weirdest part is that Joe Biden, throughout all of this, is taking on more challenges. Like, he's restoring democracy to Venezuela. You'd think that when you look at all the problems that Tony just listed off, that he would be a little bit more focused on things here. But no, no, no. And another thing that's on the top of their priority list, Elon Musk. That one always blows my mind. Like, they don't have enough things to worry about, so they're going to worry about Elon Musk and what he's doing. And you know what's weird? And I was really glad that Mary Catherine Hamm pointed this out. She's the woman who was working at CNN, and they got mad at her, I think, because she started commenting on Chris Cuomo. And so then they stopped putting her on the air. Well, she's normal.
It's a hell of a lot of journalism.
So that explains why they didn't like her at CNN. But she was putting up the clips of Sam Bankman-Fried. And he did an interview with George Stephanopoulos, and we'll play some of the sound cuts from it. But she said, this says supervillain, but he's not being treated like a supervillain. Media is more hostile to Musk for spending his own money than to SBF for losing a couple of billion in other people's life savings. The tone is pretty astonishing. It is weird when you think about it, that this guy, SBF, they're still talking about him in pretty glowing terms, considering what he's done, allegedly. I was just watching something on Fox, and they had a video of him on a beanbag with some sort of leaf across his chest. I'm not getting the same level of passion from the Elizabeth Warrens and the Ed Markeys of the world for SBF as I'm getting for Elon Musk.
Yeah, I think as Stephen Miller at Red Steez, friend of the show from The Spectator, he put it best when he said, Democrat operative interviewing Democrat donor.
Yes, yes. George Stephanopoulos, you're not going to get a hard-hitting interview. Remember George did that interview with Biden? And they wouldn't even release the transcript of it. They wouldn't give you the full thing because that's how bad Biden came off. Well, it goes without saying that when you have SBF, as Jared just pointed out, big time donor to the Democrats, he's also going to get the George Stephanopoulos edit, I'm sure. But let's play a couple of these sound cuts and we can have people react to it. Let's start with cut 10. This is SBF, you know, he's expressing his deepest regrets. Cut 10.
So you do know, and you did know, that FTX deposits were being funneled to Alameda.
So I was vaguely aware that that was how some wires were being sent in the first place.
Didn't that set off alarm bells in your head?
So there are a lot of people who are involved in that process. And look, I really deeply wish that I had taken, like, a lot more responsibility for understanding what the details were of what was going on there. I knew that legal was involved. I knew that other groups at the company were involved, that, you know, there were agreements drafted up.
But you're ultimately responsible.
And ultimately, absolutely. Like, I should have been on top of this. And I feel really, really bad and regretful that I wasn't. And a lot of people got hurt. And that's on me.
All right, so that should be enough. I don't think we need to put guy through anything else.
It's all cool.
He said Jared, what do you want from him? He said he deeply wishes he took more responsibility. What else is the guy supposed to do? Let's go to Ludwig. You're next on The Grace Curley Show. Cut one.
Cut one?
Oh, I'm sorry. Call phone line one. Sorry, it's been a long week. What's going on?
That's okay. I'm old enough to remember when we had global cooling was the emergency, and the ozone hole was the emergency, and all these issues over the last 50, 60 years, they've been trying to polarize us politically, which has worked, of course. But something that I read from an environmental scientist back in the 70s in reference to global cooling, and it's always stuck with me, and I wanted to share it with you all. He said that trying to say that humans are having an impact on the Earth is like saying a colony of ants can have an impact on a mountain. And amidst all these things throughout the years, that has always stuck with me. And I do think that climate change is real. I think it's natural. Everything in nature happens in cycles. The Earth goes through warming and cooling. That's one thing. The second thing is that I believe the agenda of the left is they're trying to make us all have the same experience in their efforts for equity and inclusion. They want everybody to have the same experience. In other words, they're trying to lower our standard of living. And it's infuriating.
Yeah, really well said. And, you know, just to go back to your original point, I think I feel the same way on this, where I think it's real, But what I don't think is real is that we have this grandiose ability to change it. That's where I'm skeptical. And furthermore, I think it says a lot about the hubris of human beings in 2022, where we really think, like you just said, the ant on the mountain, we might be the ants here, but damn, we are cocky ants. We really think that we are godlike figures. I think that plays a role in this.
I mean, the most experienced president in the history of the world, who is a union guy and who has a grand history of legislative wins, can't even negotiate a deal with the railway unions in a year of negotiations. But he is going to lower the temperature of the planet. Now, just give money to John Kerry and don't worry about it.
Now, hold on a second. I could have sworn that reliable journalist Scott Pelley told me that he avoided any sort of disaster. And actually, he had to end up going through Congress for it because he couldn't get it done. Joe Biden, isn't that his MO? He just cannot get it done. John, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, John.
Thanks, Grace. Your last caller pretty much stole my thunder, but climate change is real, and it has been real for several million years, many million, as long as Earth has had a climate, it has been changing. About between 14,000 and 20,000 years ago, there was a mile to 2 miles of ice above us here in Maine and most of northern New England, and it all melted. The climate changed, even back then. And the climate is also changing on other planets. It's changing on Mars. It's changing on Jupiter. And there's nothing we can do about it there. And there's nothing we can do about it here. It is way too big. The ants on the mountain is a great analogy. It's so true. All this running around trying to hook up green energy to the grid as though it's really going to make the earth cooler is just insanity.
Yeah, it is. And you know what, John? It really makes me think of when you're young and you get all these big ideas and that's wonderful and you think, oh, the sky is falling or this is wrong or that is wrong. And your parents look at you and say, hey, let's worry about one thing at a time. You know, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Or let's take small bites, you know, chew off small bites. We got to start worrying about the things that we can directly change and directly affect. And unfortunately, I don't think that Meghan Markle pushing a grift on climate change is really going to do much to change the world or the planet or whatever you want to say. I will say that last caller, though, starts talking about Mars and everything. Kamala Harris better watch out because he was coming for her gig right there. If he started mentioning Venn diagrams, I was going to have to dump the call and say, hold on a second. We have a vice president whose job it is to talk about these things.
Oh, great. Now we're going to have a clean air on Mars green tax coming down the line.
Oh, I'm sure. That's not far off, sir. When we come back, we'll take more of your calls on this. 844-500-4242. I want to play more.
The Milky Way has a fever.
I want to play more in SBF. And I do want to play Janet Yellen explaining to people that inflation is actually your fault. The more you know. Janet Yellen is just constantly educating the masses. The holidays are here. That's really exciting. And that means that it's time for some good eating. And if you're like me, you know, sometimes the week gets by and there's always one or two nights during the week where you didn't plan what you're going to have for dinner. And so then you end up getting on the phone, maybe ordering, spending more money than you need. What's great to have in these situations is some delicious Omaha steaks waiting on standby. It's the perfect plan for those nights when you don't want to go to the grocery store, you don't want to overpay, you don't want to be lazy and get some greasy food. You want to have something there that's going to make your night just right. And that is Omaha Steaks. Now, what they've done at Omaha Steaks is they've put together special curated gift packages to help take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. I have friends who have received these gifts from aunts and uncles, just a big box of Omaha Steaks. And especially if you're trying to get a gift for a younger person, really all ages enjoy a delicious steak, but especially people, they move into an apartment, maybe they don't grocery shop a lot, they're still kind of getting their footing in that sense. This is not going to go to waste. You are going to be getting a lot of thank yous every time that person dives into a cheeseburger or a hot dog or some chicken breast. They're going to think of you.
Yeah, and Janet Yellen be damned. Splurge on Omaha Steaks, I say.
Oh, yeah. We're all about the splurging here at the Grace Curley Show.
I'm actually looking forward to it tomorrow night. You know, Taylor's off this week, so it's a long week for me, end of a long week. Tomorrow night, I've got some chicken breasts and some scalloped potatoes that I've been saving as a kind of a end-of-the-week treat for
myself. You can't go wrong with the scalloped potatoes. They've got great sides, great desserts, everything you could possibly want. So make sure you go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code GRACE. It's a gift from the heart. It's a gift that everyone's going to remember. So order with complete confidence. Beat the shipping rush. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code GRACE at checkout. Don't forget to use that because you get the extra $30 off. Minimum order may be required. We will be right back. We've got full lines. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday. Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
I got two more things to add on the climate situation. You know, Meghan and Harry know that Kate and William are here in Boston. They're doing a tour of the United States, and that's a pretty big deal for the royals. That doesn't happen all the time, especially for the top-tier royals. You know, we get some of the We get some of the black sheep of the family, but we don't get a lot of the top ones. So they released today the trailer for their Netflix documentary because they're really after privacy. Above all else, that's what they value the most is their privacy. And you can hear more about that in their reality show documentary. But I have to give them credit because they're not professional royals anymore. They are professional thunder stealers. They know exactly when to steal the thunder. And that actually says more to me than Meghan hopping on a private jet. I know that she's a hypocrite when it comes to the climate. She was on a private jet. I don't think it was a long flight either. I don't think it was something where she was going around the world. Not that that excuses it. If you were a climate protester, you wouldn't think of that as an excuse. But beyond that, it's just she has to release. They have to put out the trailer today. You know, just to really overshadow Kate and William. And I saw pictures of Kate and William on the commercial flight talking to people. Say what you want. Maybe you can put under my little bio on the show here on Rumble, Royal Admirer. You can call me that. I'll take the slings and arrows. Say what you want. They are two classy people. They are far classier than Harry and Meghan. And one other thing is, did you see the climate protesters in France?
That was great.
It was great. If you missed it, I can't really even do it justice. You got to see the video. I'll tweet it out for you guys if you want to see it at @G_Curley. But no, we're going to have to save the gin and Yelica, Jared, because we just got to give that more time. But there's these protesters in France and they're blocking the traffic. And this guy, this big dude comes out and just starts whipping them out of the way. Doing the Lord's work, truly. Okay, we have time for one more call on this. So let's go to Jonathan. You're up next on the Grace Curley Show. What's going on, Jonathan?
Hi, Grace. Nice to talk to you.
You too.
I think it's great that the royal family is here, that they took a commercial flight over. But to realize that their whole agenda is all about the green stuff, and more Healy going on and on and on of how Massachusetts is going to be the greenest state, I think we're going to be in a lot of trouble with this woman as governor.
Yeah, she was sitting next to the Royals yesterday as they were courtside at the Celtics game. I don't disagree. It's kind of a bummer that they're over here pushing the green grift, but I still think it's cool and that they're here, and I still think that given the choice between the two couples, I would definitely rather meet William and Kate than Harry and Meghan. But I won't even have to meet Harry and Meghan because they're the next Kardashians. We're going to get a real 24/7 look at their life behind the scenes. When we come back, we're going to talk about Janet Yellen. We're going to talk about being under-vaccinated. You've gone from being unvaccinated is the worst thing to being under-vaccinated. They are the new bad people in town. And so much more. Don't go anywhere.